Why am I doing this? I want you to see that that same God will work for you. That same God, you can have that same thing in your life. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So many of you know the testimony about us believing God for children. Well, we were married in November 1999. Well, around probably about 2 years after we got married, we started wanting children, and we started trying desperately to get pregnant. We tried and tried and tried and tried and tried and tried some more. So started going to the doctor, and it's like, Miss Jones, well, we're going to have some problems here. You're not ovulating like you should, and your body is not producing like you should. Look like you have some fibroids, and I mean, just on and on and on. Look like one of your ovaries may be enlarged. So you're going to have some trouble getting pregnant. And you all know when, so we went to a fertility specialist, and so they put me on all kind of medication. And if any of you all know, they put you on these fertility drugs, and they give you hot flashes, and you're hurting all the time. And so I went from 50 milligrams to 100 milligrams to 200 milligrams to 250 milligrams of fertility drugs. So then they said, well, that's not working, so we need to put you on something else. So they put me on some type of diabetic drug along with the fertility drug. And so I can remember just crying, crying, and crying, and everybody else, where they were getting pregnant so easily, and you know, I was kind of getting a little jealous and depressed, and just a whole lot of emotions going on. And I remember I was just crying and crying and crying and crying. But during that time, our bishop was preaching on faith, and I grabbed hold of that, and I remember him saying, you know, when you, he said, I have a big tractor out there. And he said, I can't go out and pick up that tractor without practicing. He said, that's the same way without faith. You got to start with a 5-pound weight. Then you go to a 10-pound weight. So I started putting the word in on God promised that we would not be barren. And I remember reading the story of Hannah, and how Hannah prayed for a child and prayed, and God granted her request. So I printed out about 60 scriptures on healing and about us not being barren. So I would put those scriptures in day in, day out, day in, day out. And I bought a healing tape. Back then it was tapes. That's what I had, a tape. And I would listen at the healing scriptures over and over and over again. So then, guess what? For a little while, for all of my life, my cycle had been irregular. I'll put it like that, just to be honest. So guess what? After about 6 months of that, it started getting regular. So guess what? Went back to the doctor. Miss Jones, you're ovulating on time. You're ovulating on time. Well, why am I still not getting pregnant? So then we had some other problems that came along with it. So, but for me, I just kept putting the word of God in, kept putting the word of God in. And I remember Kenneth Copeland saying, he said, the moment you receive salvation, the moment you receive Jesus, you instantly receive healing right then. He said, the word salvation means healing, peace, riches, prosperity, all of that is in surrounded, it's all encompassed in that one word of salvation. So I will read this scripture right here every night, 1 Peter 2:24. He himself bore our sins or sicknesses in his body on the cross so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. By his stripes, you have been healed. And that word bore means to carry, to absorb, to put on his back. And I would imagine and visualize God and I mean, Jesus on the cross taking barrenness from us. I mean, it became so strong in me until one day I put the word to work. I had a headache, my knees were hurting. And I said, knee pain, you go in the name of Jesus. And it left. And so I knew right then the word had taken root in my life. So then the next time I was promoted to principal, you all remember that, promoted to principal in Aberdeen. And I told Therese one time, I said, Therese, you know what? This is exactly what's going to happen. I said, I'm going to be principal and I'm going to be pregnant at the same time. And that's exactly what happened. But I spoke out of my spirit, not knowing that it was actually going to come to pass, but that word had taken such root in my life and in my spirit that when I spoke, things began to come to pass. And so, you all, to this day, that word still works in my life. I have no issues. I can still reproduce if I wanted to reproduce, but we put a stop to all the reproduction because it started wanting to happen too quick. You know what I'm saying? Cam came. We weren't even really, you know, asking him to come right then. And he came on, and then Paris came on. I'm like, okay, whoop, we better put an end to the word working in that area. We better stop it. But you all, the word works. And I said this in Sunday school. When you first start putting the word in, it's going to take some time for your faith to get up to that level. If you're just confessing, God, I thank you, I'm healed by his stripes, just keep doing it. And keep doing it because that word has to take root. And it may not, you know, it may not happen the next 24 hours, the 4 hours. We started trying in 2001. Well, it was 2007 before I got pregnant. So, but that doesn't mean the word wasn't working. It was working all the time. It's just that I had to do the work and put the word in. Amen. So whatever you're believing God for, whether it's finances, whether it's healing, whether it's favor, you know, the word will produce after its own kind. If you need healing, put the word in on healing. If you need money, put the word in on money. But it will produce. It has no other choice but to produce. Amen. Amen. Amen.